702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Sabelo Mhlambi joins us. He's a Harvard University researcher, and we're talking about Bala, the world's first African multilingual keyboard. Sabelo, thank you for joining us and welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And you are a researcher at Harvard and Stanford universities. I must correct myself in that. Can you give us a bit more information with regards to Bala? It seems fantastic. It's a great innovation. And in a multilingual country like ours, you've contended with all of that complexity.
Yes. Thank you so much. The main goal of Bala is to address the problem that we have in the African continent, where technology is never designed for Africans. It's usually not designed for Africans, Bantu people, Black people, and to really take advantage of Africa's unique diversity. We often find that Africans end up trying to force technology to work for them. And so you might notice that when people are typing in the indigenous languages, often they have to battle with the spell correction. They have to fight the keyboard. They have to use different ways to try to have the keyboard learn how they type, learn their own languages. And the big companies, the Googles, the Microsofts, they don't have a special focus as well on African languages, simply because for them, they feel that it's hard to commercialize those. And so based on my research, I realized that there was a need to try to help the most disenfranchised people and to create technology designed for them. That way, you know, grandmother, auntie, Ugogo, you know, won't have to try to learn another language just to access technology.
And can you tell us about the languages that the app currently accommodates?
Yeah, so there's an ever-growing list, but so far we have Swahili, Shona, Isindebele, Zulu, Xhosa, Tswana, Sotho, and we're adding new languages every month.
And the partners that you approached with all these languages, what was the process?
The partners that we approached?
With regards to the languages themselves, to integrate the app, who were they?
Oh, yes. So we're using artificial intelligence. And so how we began to train the keyboard, you know, we're essentially teaching it how to understand African languages, how to write in them. I mean, you can imagine our African languages are very complex in nature anyways. They have what we call a high morphology. And so, you know, many verb tenses, you have multiple noun classes. So it's a little bit hard to even have good results. And in the world, it's hard to just make artificial intelligence for African languages. So what we did is began collecting lots of data online from African books, the Bibles, Jehovah's Witnesses books, any literature written in African languages. And essentially, we have a computer just read as many documents as it can, and then eventually begins to find patterns. It begins to find how, you know, what is the structure, what is the syntax of, you know, Bantu languages and so forth. And then, you know, it now learns how to, you know, write in those languages. And so that's how we began to sort of train the artificial intelligence. However, now we're now working with the local universities, such as University of Zimbabwe, to also try to gather some more information, some more data to train our languages. And also the keyboard also is sort of, the more that people use the keyboard, it's also training the technology itself. And so we have a sort of a varied approach of training our languages.
And I can imagine the complexity of my own language. Isixhosa, one word can mean the same thing, and it's very guttural depending on the tone that you use.
Yes. You know, one of the difficulties is that the alphabets were not designed for African languages. We're using Roman Latin alphabets, right? And so you can see, you know, in Xhosa, sometimes to spell, to make a sound, you have to use like three letters or four letters. And then, you know, because Xhosa has a high morphology, you're often mixing different subwords together. And so, yes, you're right. It becomes quite complicated. But, you know, we found novel ways to actually reduce that complexity such that computers can now begin to distinguish different patterns within our African languages, such as Isitxhosa.
Sabelo, when did your journey start with Harvard and Stanford, and where are you currently now with regards to your academic aspirations?
Yes, so so before Harvard, I was working in Silicon Valley and in Los Angeles. I was working in the field of artificial intelligence as a software engineer, and I began to sort of feel that, you know, I was solving the problems that sort of benefit the already privileged, right? I wasn't using the tools that I had to address problems that mattered to my community. And so I felt that there was a need to begin to research this. So I went to Harvard in around 2018 to look at the intersection of technology, society, human rights, and ethics using Ubuntu. How can we use African indigenous philosophy and culture to shape the technology that we're creating? And so after 3 years or so at Harvard, Bala became the result of that, seeing that, you know, there's a need for us to sort of create these tools. And I began to do fellowships at Stanford as well, focused on this. So right now I'm still an active researcher, and I'm regularly speaking in South African universities, United States, and all over the world on sort of the problems that our continent faces and what are some tools, cultural tools and technological tools we can use to try to build sort of a better world in which Africans can also have a better experience, especially in their own languages.
You're the epitome of African solutions for African problems.
Thank you so much, and I do feel that, you know, we can all do that as well, but we have to sort of begin to, you know, move away from this Western-centric mindset and begin to envision having local solutions to local problems, and I think we can all do the same. So I appreciate for you saying that.
Would you feel that, can you, or rather tell us the importance, and you've reflected that completely, you live it, of investing in research. It's boundless with regards to what it can do for our society and moving forward.
Yes, definitely. I mean, the African continent is so understudied, so undervalued, but at the same time, it is within our indigenous cultures that we sort of created the foundations of even world civilization, right? The first use of prime numbers was by African women. The first algebra equation in the world came from Africa. The first use of geometry. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There's even a strong theory that even the binary language that computers use a lot actually came from the African continent as well. And so what I'm discovering is that, you know, the more we learn about our culture, not just sort of our customs, even our philosophy, there's so much, just like Desmond Tutu said, you know, there's so much that Africa has to contribute to the world. And so by studying our culture and embracing it, we can discover other ways, alternative ways of being human, alternative ways of envisioning the world, alternative ways of envisioning technology. And I think that there's definitely so much that Africa can contribute, not just in technology, but in culture, in philosophy. Even our DNA has not been much well sequenced and documented. And so I was reading an article recently which suggests that even our genes, because they're so diverse, they're so expressive, we might even be able to find the cures for eventually cancer, Alzheimer's, and other diseases. So there's so much we have inside of us and in our ways of being that can actually shape and influence the world in a very positive way.
I look forward to the work and the fantastic job that you're doing. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We've been in conversation with Sabelo Mhlambi, Bala founder and researcher at Harvard and Stanford universities, talking about the world's first African multilingual keyboard. All the best, Sabelo. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.